कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজক আচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শ্রীমদ্ ভক্তি ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি स्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की गोलोकेर प्रेमधन श्री हरे हरि नाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की Nitai God Premanandi, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो हरे कृष्ण सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 chapter 8 the character of Bharat Maharaj text 24 and 25 ye prose hai na ye to pura isko kaise gaate hai Keshavanand Prabhu api svid asau bhagwan udupatir enam मृगपति भयान मृतमातरम मृगबालकम स्वाश्रम परिभृशतम अनुकंपया कृपण जनवत्सल परिपाती यू कैन रिपीट अपि स्वेत कैन इट बी असौ दैट भगवान most powerful, Udupati, the moon, Enam, this, Mrigpati Bhayat, because of fear of the lion. Mritamataram, who lost its mother. Mrigabalakam, the son of a deer. Swa-ashrama paribhrashtam, who strayed from its ashrama. Anukampaya, out of compassion. Kripajanavatsala, the moon, who is very kind to the unhappy men. Paripati, now is protecting it. Maharaj Bharat continued to speak like a madman. Seeing above his head the dark marks on the rising moon which resembled a deer, he said, "Can it be that the moon, who is so kind to the unhappy man, might also be kind upon my deer, knowing that it has strayed from home and it has become motherless? This moon has given the deer shelter near itself just to protect it from the fearful attacks of a lion." Text 25. After perceiving the moonshine, Maharaj Bharat continued speaking like a crazy person. He said, "The dear sun was so submissive and dear to me that due to its separation, I am feeling separation from my own sun. Due to the burning fever of this separation, I am suffering as if inflamed by a forest fire. My heart, which is like the lily of the land, is now burning. Seeing me so distressed, the moon is certainly splashing its shining nectar upon me, just as a friend throws water on another friend who has a high fever. Throws. In this way, the moon is bringing me happiness." Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. According to Ayurvedic treatment, it is said that if one has a high fever, someone should splash him with water. After gargling this water, in this way the fever subsides. Although Bharat Maharaj was very aggrieved due to the separation of his so-called son, the deer, he thought that the moon was splashing gargled water on him from his mouth, and this water would subdue his high fever, which was raging due to separation from the deer. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadavetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter is talking about how Maharaj Bharat, he got attached to a deer and he's so afflicted with love for the deer. So, previous speakers spoke about this. One of them spoke about how he took took this as a reference to discuss why people love cows and dogs and cats so much and not cows. Yes, so here if you read, it is like, though he is referring to his son, but you can also see that when people are afflicted with, attached or obsessed with anyone in this world, especially a boy is attached with a girl or a girl is attached with a boy, they experience similar emotions. That's why you see all the poetry is on moon. Here Bharat Maharaj is talking to the moon that, oh, please take care of my dear. So Vishwanath Chakri Thakur says, looking in the sky and seeing the moon, he thinks that his small deer on the moon, the deer has left my hermitage since I am a most sinful person, have been inattentive. O moon, you are the only Bhagwan, otherwise who could you have the fortune to have the mark of deer on your surface? And in the second verse he says that the meaning of Upashrita Mrigitanya means, he's thinking, oh, when will the deer pacify me out of affection by the touch of his mouth on my limbs? So Bharat Maharaj's compassion has gone to Bharat Maharaj's compassion has gone to another extreme. So this is a case of emotional hijacking. We get hijacked emotionally. Anybody remembers anything? Pankaj Prabhu, emotional hijacking hota hai college mein? Kaise hota hai? You never went to college? Okay. Emotional hijacking. Did you witness emotional hijacking? Anyone wants to share? Kerala story. Yeah, there's this movie about emotional hijacking. Yeah. Emotional hijacking. No. We see, you know, some classmate of yours, some beautiful girl will say, oh, I don't know this project. Can you do this for me? And the boy will do this. Poor girl, she doesn't know. So there is a lot of, in our family, how children emotionally hijack their parents for buying a bike or iPhone nowadays. You know, all the kids want iPhone, latest iPhone. So when our Jagannath Ji's Abhishek was happening, there were 20-30 iPhones recording it. So this is so this happens in our devotional practice. In Vishwanath Chakri Thakur or in Madhurya Kadambani, there are these obstacles mentioned on the process of bhakti. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur also writes about them, that in our bhajan kriya, in our devotional practice, it is of two types. Even we can see in our life, there are these two type of people only, who are very fixed up or who are flickering. Nishtita and anishtita. So why we are flickering? There are six causes are mentioned why are any practice. Here it is mentioned about devotional service. But we can see why somebody's studies may be flickering, somebody's sports practice may be flickering. So why we are basically unsuccessful in any practice? There are six causes are mentioned. One of them, first is called Utsahamayi. Utsahamayi in general language translates as false confidence. Sometimes we have false confidence that like he gives example दैट इफ अ यंग चाइल्ड इज स्टार्टिंग रीडिंग लर्न इंग्लिश रीडिंग अ बुक ही थिंक्स आई बिकम अ ग्रेट स्कॉलर. और इट मीन्स दैट बींग ऑल बाय योअर सेल्फ यू थिंक दैट आई कैन ऑन माई ओन जस्ट अचीव एनी थिंग, यू डोंट नीड एनी वन. सेकेंड दे कॉल इज घन तरला, दैट मीन्स स्पोरैडिक एंडेवर विच ट्रांसलेट इन टू जनरल लाइफ और डिवोशनल लाइफ एज कॉम्प्लेसेंसी, दैट ओ वी ठीक है ना, दिस इज इनफ. समटाइम्स यू नो वी सी पीपल अराउंड, और इफ योर टीचर आई दे विल से यू हैव टैलेंट बट यू डोंट हैव डिजायर टू अचीव इट. यू आई एम हैप्पी विद 30,000 जॉब, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू मेक इट बिग. थर्ड इज व्यूड अ विकल्प और इन डिसीजन, दैट इज अबाउट पीपल हु आर कन्फ्यूज. वी आर नॉट श्योर ऑफ वट टू डू इन लाइफ. लाइक वी सी पीपल हु आफ्टर 12th दे आर लाइक वेयर टू गो, देन आफ्टर वेयर टू वर्क. सो ऑल देयर लाइफ दे आर स्विचिंग करियर्स, दे वेरी कन्फ्यूज वेयर, दे डोंट नो विच इज बेस्ट फॉर मी. फोर्थ इज कॉल्ड विषय संग्रह, विच इज दिस इज रिलेटेड टू दिस पास टाइम, दिस इज मिसडायरेक्टेड कंपैशन. सो वील डिस्कस दिस लेटर टूडे इन मोर डिटेल, दैट हाउ इन आर लाइव्स आर कंपैशन व्हेन मिसडायरेक्टेड कैन लीड टू फेलियर्स. फिफ्थ इज नियम अक्षमा और अनस्टेबिलिटी, इनएबिलिटी टू अपहोल्ड वॉज, दैट आई कैन वाउच फॉर. एवरी चतुर्मास आई डिसाइड आई लीड वंस, देन आफ्टर 3 days आई क्विट इट. और वी हैव लाइक लैक ऑफ कन्विक्शन. आई थिंक दैट इज ऑल दोज हु आर डीलिंग विद वेट लॉस आर सफरिंग फ्रॉम. सिक्स्थ इज तरंग रंगिनी, दैट इज वेरी स्पेसिफिक टू भक्ति, दैट यू स्टार्ट एंजॉइंग दी फैसिलिटी ऑफर्ड बाय भक्ति, दैट यू गेट कैरिड अवे विद वट एवर कम्फर्ट, एंड देन आवर प्रैक्टिसेज में डायल्यूट विद इन. यू डोंट टेक ओके आई विल चैंट बट नॉट सो. डू यू रिमेंबर वेन यू वर इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू चैंटिंग, हाउ यू वर चैंटिंग सो फोकस्ड, हाउ इट वॉज सो सीरियस थिंग, देन लेटर यू नो वी इट बिकम्स कैजुअल. बट देन आर आचार्य एक्सप्लेन दिस डजेंट मीन दैट अ डिवोटी हु इज फेसिंग देम एंड स्पेशली भरत महाराज इज अ केस ऑफ फॉल डाउन, ही इज नॉट फॉल डाउन. दे गिव एग्जाम्पल दैट इट इज अ डिवोटी विन्स एंड समटाइम लूजेज द बैटल. एग्जाम्पल दे गिव, इफ यू आर ड्राइविंग ऑन अ रोड एंड यू आर नॉट अ गुड ड्राइवर, समटाइम्स यू मे ड्राइव इम्प्रॉपरली, समटाइम अ न्यू पर्सन मे स्टॉप हॉल्ट, ओ ही गेट्स स्कैर्ड. यू सीन ऑन रोड समटाइम्स द कार विद एल इट जस्ट स्टॉप्स बिकॉज द पर्सन हु इज ड्राइविंग ही गेट्स स्कैर्ड, यू नो सो मेनी कार्स, नाउ टू टेक अ टर्न वेयर टू गो ही फॉरगेट्स. बट इफ यू कंटिन्यू योर जर्नी, इफ यू डू नॉट लीव द रोड, यू विल रीच योर डेस्टिनेशन. बट इफ यू लीव द रोड एंड गेट एब्जॉर्ब इन समथिंग एल्स, योर जर्नी विल स्टॉप, यू विल नॉट रीच. सो हियर इन द केस ऑफ भरत महाराज ऑल्सो से थे, सो ही डिडंट बिकम अ मटीरियलिस्ट, ही कंटिन्यूड हिज जर्नी, ही रिमेंबर्ड एज अ डियर. तो एज अ डियर ही वुड गो टू सत्संग. आर क्लास नो बडी कम्स, नो डियर, नो रैबिट, नो काउज, काउज आर नॉट अलाउड. सो इट इज सो ही हिज केस इज नॉट ऑफ अ फॉलिंग डाउन मीन्स लीविंग द भक्ति एंड बिकमिंग अ मटेरियलिस्ट, वेयर एज ही कंटिन्यूड ऑन द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. ओनली थिंग ही डिवेलप्ड एक्सेसिव स्नेह और अटैचमेंट फॉर दिस डियर. इवन सुभाषित सेज यस्य स्नेहो भयम तस्य स्नेहो दुःखस्य भाजनम्, स्नेह मूलानि दुःखानि तानि तत्वा बसेत सुखम्। चाणक्य सेज दैट अ पर्सन हु इज अटैचमेंट एंड फॉन्डनेस टू वर्ड अ पर्सन और अ थिंग इज ऑल्सो फियरफुल ऑफ सम कैलामिटी बिफोर फॉलिंग ऑन हिम। इफ समबडी अटैचमेंट इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ ऑल सॉरोज एंड इट इज एडवाइजेबल दैट वन शुड अबैंडन सच अटैचमेंट एंड लिव हैप्पीली देयर आफ्टर। सो ही इज रेफरिंग टू द मटीरियल थिंग्स, वी हैव टू डिवेलप अटैचमेंट टूवर्ड्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण। जीव गोस्वामी ऑल्सो सेज इन भक्ति संदर्भ अनुच्छेद 157 that a fall down happens only when a devotee performs offense. Bharat Maharaj did not perform any offense towards anyone. He would just develop excessive compassion towards the deer. So this was definitely due to something of past karma. The king was so absorbed in petting and maintaining the deer that he fell down from his spiritual activities. So, this ordinary fruitive activities cannot create that impediment. So, in his case, like Indradyumna Maharaj, as a result of an offense, he became an elephant. Similarly, it could be an offense in past life, or it was Krishna's desire that Bharat Maharaj, he wanted to intensify his bhakti that he created a situation. So devotee can fall only due to offenses, but this is an example of carelessness, not an aparadh. They are both different. But yet he says, the point remains. On the path of bhakti, the fall down can place even from the level of bhava. You know rope walkers, those who make a tight rope and walk. So many of them fall down and they meet accidents. So it's been observed that 90% of them fall down when they're about to reach other side. They're like one step away, two step away. This is like you are on the Bhava platform, you are there to reach prema for Krishna, but the mistake can happen. So because that time people think, abhi to main pahunch gaya na. We get this so many videos, you see. There's some race happening and the person is saying, yay, main jeet gaya, and then somebody, the person who is coming behind, crosses him. And this person is shattered. He loses his rank. So this is very similar. So that's why they also explain that even the case of Chota Haridas, he was an eternal associate of Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used him as an example to warn everyone how not to associate with women intimately if you are on the path of sannyas. So he will never fall down. And to explain this, they say, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Api chet su duracharo bhajate maam ananyabhak sadhu reva samantavya samyag vyavasthito hisa. Even if a very ill-behaved person worships me with exclusive devotion, he should indeed be regarded as holy, for he has made the right resolution. And he follows, Shipram bhavati dharmata shashvat shantim nigachati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashati. Very quickly he becomes righteous minded and attains eternal peace. O son of Kunti, I proclaim boldly that my devotee never perishes. So Krishna, he doesn't even consider say su durachar. He says api chetsu duracharo, ill behaved or immoral. Person has fallen. So ill behavior, immoral is different from offensive. If he is engaged in exclusive devotion, ananya bhak, and is resolved to remain on the path of devotion, samyak vyavasthita, So Krishna is saying, do not think of such a person as fallen. And then he says, sadhur eva samantavya. Eva refers to that there is no other possibility. And later in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Badhyamanopi madbhakto visheer ajitendriya praya pragalbhaya bhaktya visheer nabhibhuyate. Although still attracted to sense objects, a devotee of mine has not yet attained mastery over the senses. Is generally not overwhelmed by them because of bhakti's inherent powerful capability. So that is the power of bhakti, that a person who is on the path of bhakti will ultimately come back. He is not overwhelmed by this, as in the case of Bharat Maharaj. So a devotee, once who is chanting, Bharat Maharaj is so committed. So that means his life is not controlled by Krishna's Bahiranga Shakti. It is controlled by Antaranga Shakti of Krishna. He is working only for Krishna's pleasure and no other. His life is about Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. He gave up his kingdom. If you remember in Bhagavatam or places, there are things mentioned which are obstacles in bhakti. Which are some of them? Famous shlokas. Kunti Maharani, Janmeshwara Shruti Shibhir. Kya kya four? Janma. Bharat Maharaj left, born king, king of whole earth, left it. Aishwarya, he has all the wealth. Shruti, all these kings, they study Vedas and everything, but he's coming to forest. Shribhir, beauty, everything, living like a mendicant. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam va jagadish kam. Ye to sab kuch chhod diya, dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavita, the glorification. He is coming here, that means, if you see, he is, has no other desire other than to serve Krishna. He cannot even have compassion independent of its relation to Krishna. So the only mistake he did, that the compassion he directed towards the deer was devoid of bhakti bhav. It was, and that's why he was born as a deer. So is it forgetfulness of Krishna like ordinary people? No, because as a deer he remembered his past life and his mistake. His absorption in Krishna was now unbroken, even when he is born as a deer. Only his absorption in Krishna did not happen when he was in forgetfulness. And later, when he was born as a deer, and then as a Brahmana boy. What was his name as a Brahmana boy? Jada Bharat. Yeah. So as Jada Bharat, his devotion continued. He did not learn what his father wanted him to learn. So at the end, we have to see what is the outcome. Phalena parichiyate. That he finally attained Krishna in, he was able to remember as from King Bharat to a deer and then finally as Jad Bharat. So that is very important. So this, as I was discussing, this emotional hijacking can happen in our bhakti lives also. So we'll just little bit discuss on that, how. So there is four things that all devotees know philosophically, that Janmeshwara Shruti Bhir, okay, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, rose parte. But there are some positive emotions that can emotionally hijack you. Like here, it was compassion. That is the first aspect, is a person, a devotee's inability to deal with poor performance. Sometimes devotees come from some very performance-oriented background, some elite institutes, some good careers,
एंड दे हैव वे एंड दे हैव डिफिकल्टी टॉलरेटिंग पुअर स्टैंडर्ड्स. सी हाउ पुअर हिज जपा, हाउ ही वेक्स अप लेट, ही डजंट नो श्लोकास, ही स्कोर्ड ओनली 80 मार्क्स इन भक्ति शास्त्री. वी हैव इनएबिलिटी बट वी मिस दैट. दैट्स वट आर दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस इज नॉट अबाउट परफॉर्मेंस, इट्स अबाउट फीलिंग फॉर कृष्ण. देर मे बी सम को रिलेशन बट देन आर इनएबिलिटी टू टॉलरेट लो परफॉर्मेंस. एंड वी हैव एन एग्जाम्पल इन चैतन्य चरितामृत. हाउ दिस ब्राह्मण इन साउथ इंडिया, चैतन्य चरितामृत, इट सेज दिस श्लोका, केह हसे केह निंदे ताहे नहीं माने, अविस्तहाय गीता पढ़े आनंदित मने. दैट ड्यू टू हिज इनकरेक्ट प्रोनंसिएशन पीपल समटाइम्स क्रिटिसाइज्ड हिम एंड लाफ्ड एट हिम बट ही डिड नॉट केयर. ही वॉज फुल ऑफ एक्सटेसी ड्यू टू रीडिंग द भगवद गीता एंड ही वॉज पर्सनली वेरी हैप्पी. So I'm assuming he was in South India, the very prolific Brahmanas who can quote Vishnu Sahasranam at the drop of hat. They can quote slokas and scriptures, Vedic quotes. They are very expert in quoting Shastra. And then when they must be watching this Brahmana pronouncing incorrectly, they must be laughing at him. Because why? Because they have no tolerance for poor performance. He is from our South Indian Brahmana. How can he not chant shlokas properly? And he's sitting publicly and chanting. IIT, you are from IIT. How can you not perform? So we carry the same mindset. And they ignore to see which the next shloka says, Pulakashru Kampasveda Yavata Pathana Dekhi Anandita Haila Mahaprabhu Ramana. Because he was experiencing standing of the hairs, he was experiencing tears, he was perspiring while reading Bhagavad Gita, it got attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Brahmana's experienced transcendental bodily transformation. The hair on his body stood on the end. Tears welled up in his eyes and his body trembled and perspired as he read. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And later they had a conversation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "So, which portion of the Bhagavad Gita you like?" You know? Then the scholar would ask like that. "So, Prabhu, which is your favorite chapter? Which is your favorite shloka? Which is your favorite? What makes most sense to you?" But he says that I don't know much about. Only thing I know when I read Bhagavad Gita, I see Lord Krishna sitting on a chariot as Arjuna's charioteer, taking the reins in his hand. He appears very beautiful and blackish. And while seeing Lord Krishna sitting in chariot and instructing Arjuna, I am filled with ecstatic happiness. So just his emotions. So he may be mentioned here as illiterate, but I'm assuming he was able to read, but maybe broken. He's not like really illiterate in the sense he cannot read that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Prabhu kahe Gita pathe toma edikar, tumi se jana e Gitar artha sar." That you are authority on reading Bhagavad Gita. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him. So one is, even if we are doing devotional service, the idea of poor performance can be limited to us only. Do not extend it to others. Do not evaluate, don't just hold a evaluate them. Second, when we take things too personally. What is the first thing we are taught when we come to bhakti? सबसे पहला क्या सुनते principle? क्या सुना है आपको प्रभु जी ने सबसे पहला? चैंटिंग क्यों करना है? चैंटिंग वो पहले बताया होगा ना. चैंटिंग करने से क्या रिवाइव होगा? बताया होगा, यू आर नॉट दिस बॉडी, यू आर सोल, है ना? सो दैट इज दैट फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल इटसेल्फ इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू प्रैक्टिस, बिकॉज when we I'm saying when we take things too personally, that means somebody tells you, somebody gives you gali, somebody tells you bad words, because we still live in bodily consciousness, because all who knows I am, what is my swarupa as soul? No, you know, anyone's, not ours, not others, we comment on body. So the criticism is for the body. So, very difficult to deal with it. Srimad Bhagavatam is an example of Mother Sati's inability to deal with the behavior of her father. It says, Saudarya samprashna samartha vartaya matracha matir swashrubhischa sadaram. That her sisters, Saudarya, they samprashna, they offered her greetings. Her mother offered her proper vartaya. She spoke to her very nicely. Not only her mother, her mausis, matra swashribhis, chasadram, they all treated her with respect. But dattam saparyam varamashnam cha sa. And they offered her seat and asan also, a lot of respect also. Na datt pitra pratinandita sati. But who did not offer respect to her? Her father. Although she was received by her sisters and mother, she did not reply to the words of their reception. Although she was offered by seats and present, she did not accept anything for her father, neither talked with her nor welcomed her by asking about her welfare. So she took it very personally. One, there is whole world is loving you. When even Lord Shiva was asking her not to go to her father's program. Even when she left, thousands of associates of Lord Shiva, Nandi, they all headed. This Bhagavatam says they hold a canopy on her. They gave her favorite bird in her hand. They took her mirror for dressing, everything. They all love her. When she reached there, except her father, everyone received her, they greeted her very nicely. But she was obsessed with her father not talking to her. She did not see that he is in ignorance. She took it very personally, her father's behavior. Whereas if she, when Lord Daksha was cursing Lord Shiva in the previous chapter, there he mentions this Shiva has eyes of a monkey. And he got married to my daughter, whose eyes are of a fawn. Hirni ki aankhe bahut sundar hoti hai, saying my daughter. So he loves his daughter, and there he's glorifying her. In comparison, his problem is only with Lord Shiva not getting up to respect him. She knows her father loves her, but he's behaving like this because of disliking for her husband. But even in that moment, she was so aggrieved by this. So first is that our inability to tolerate poor performance. Second, when we take things very personally. Third is when we do not acknowledge our areas of growth. We live with the idea, I know everything. So you know everything. You know all the Gita shlokas. Okay, chapter 7, shloka number 12. Bolo. You can say, khat khat khat, okay. Chapter 16, okay, you know everything. Bhagavatam, everything. You can present, give wonderful class. You know everything. But do you feel it? Do you live it? So when we are in such structured societies, people who are very talented get a lot of attention. They are influencers. And then we may get affected. Oh, I don't know. This, I don't know to sing, I cannot give class, I cannot do a camp with 200 people. So, we forget that we have come here to feel for Krishna. That is important. While doing everything, while contributing, doing everything, that am I working towards feeling for Krishna, towards feeling for holy name, feeling for devotees, that nobody will tell us this is our responsibility. We can get carried away by all the showbiz. Oh, this is how, because that's how the world runs. We see this happening with Indra so many times in Bhagavatam. He never thought about why am I so fearful of anybody doing anything good in this world. He is doing 99 yajna, now doing 100. Why am I fearful? Why he cut the sons of Diti into 49 parts? Vritrasura is telling, oh, kill me. But he is shivering. He drops the... क्या नाम है उसका वज्र. सो ही स्टील्स हॉर्स, ही सेंड्स अप्सरा टू डिस्टर्ब यू बिकॉज ही हैज फॉरगॉटन द पर्पस ऑफ व्हाट इज ही हियर फॉर. सो व्हेन वी डू नॉट एक्नॉलेज एरियाज, व्हेन वी आर वेरी अकम्प्लिश्ड इन अ वर्ल्डली सेंस, यू नो आई हैव अ पोस्ट, आई हैव अ गुड फॉलोइंग, आई कैन do everything nicely, my life is wonderful. We living I know everything approach, then that could be very dangerous. And fourth is, when we do not acknowledge or accept other people's ideas, because I am here for a long time, you are just तुमको आए भी एक साल ही तो हुआ है अभी, why are you giving ideas? So I know better. That is the situation with Daksha Prajapati, we can see. Daksha Prajapati, we can observe this. He is in this assembly, Lord Shiva doesn't get up to give him respect. No one else has a problem. He could not see there is Brahma, his father. Everyone is happy. Nobody has any objection. Only he has objection. So he never reflected that is there a problem with my understanding? Rest all are okay with this. Only I have a problem with this. And that's why this continued in even his next life. This life he disrespected, offended Lord Shiva. Next life he offended Narada. Because he missed out that there are so many people around me who respect Narada, who respect Shiva, who are very comfortable with how they behave. But why? What is it? Can I inquire? Okay, you know, can I ask them? You know, where is my understanding poor? And fifth is, we may pretend to listen, but we may not really. We pretend to. Example that I thought of was Kalia Krishnadas. He was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He must be hearing all the philosophy. How to behave, what not to do, what to do, how to conduct your behavior. And he is traveling with whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we really missed the point. Means that means what was he? He was in his own world. He's listening but not really listening. So, but with all this, we don't have to get discouraged. We have to acknowledge this very essential imperfection that all human beings carry. The basic and inherent flaws of human beings, love and compassion, they're inherent flaws. You want love, you want to give love, you want compassion, you want to give compassion. But only to what degree the object, to where it has to be directed to. That is where everyone wants love, compassion, acknowledgement, they have need for appreciation. Only our strategies change. That's very important that we have the right strategies. And these aspects are very truth of our existence as human beings. If we deny them, deny ourselves, because for to be human is to be imperfect. That's the definition. We are not perfect. We are error prone, we are highly error prone. So to be human is to ask unanswerable questions, persist in asking them, to be broken, to hurt and try a find to healing through hurt. So we have to realize that, okay, we are less than the God, Krishna, but we are more than the beasts. We are more than the animals, somehow both. So we acknowledge, we accept that. That will help us to. And when we look at Srimad Bhagavatam, all these cases we see bhakti is discovered in that space with two extremes of being too perfect and not at all perfect. We see all the characters, they discover bhakti when they experience helplessness. You see Kunti Maharani, you see Bhishma Dev. They discover bhakti in helplessness, they discover bhakti in powerlessness. Bhishma Dev is lying on the bed of arrows and is offering the wonderful prayers. They discover in the woundedness or the weakness, Chitraketu, Vritrasur, all the people who are the heroes of Srimad Bhagavatam, they discover bhakti in that state, not in the stage of perfectionism, the number one, the best, when they had lost everything. So in seeking to understand our limitations, we seek not only easing of our pain, but an understanding what it means. It refers to our longing for Krishna. That's what is the real cause of this, all this pain. So the spiritual life begins with when we accept this, our this fractured stage, our imperfect stage. We have to see there is no one to blame for our errors, nor ourselves, nor anything else. It is just how it is. One of the acharyas, he says, like, hell was not a good place, nor it become. It is always a place how it is. So we have to accept this is our situation. So in structured societies, you know, bhakti practice can become how right we are. It can be more about the answers and not about the questions. It can be, instead of a journey which goes towards humility, it can go towards a journey which goes towards perfection. So it is our choice where we want to be. You want to be the best devotee, number one devotee, who does best japa, whose clothes are clean, who every day, everything is disciplined, never misses anything. Or in these situations, he learns, any situation, he learns humility, he learns how to feel for Krishna, how to feel for devotee. And the root cause is that even when we practice, we may be trying to be God. That is the most trying. So we have to quit playing God, that to be the perfect, the best, flawless. So that's how when we see Bharat Maharaj's pastime, that how he was compassionate, and that's very wonderful of being of a devotee. Only is because of his compassion was devoid of bhakti bhav. But he continued. Phalena parichiyate, he remembered as a deer, he remembered as Jad Bharat, his bhakti intensified. So that is the most important point, that in any situation we are able to remember Krishna. Thank you very much. This is what I had to share on this. Yes, Prabhuji. Vishwanath Chakur Thakur.
Fourth aspect, no, of distraction, which you mentioned. You will be discussing something like
what? Vishaya Sangara. It is, he says, fight against the temptation of worldly enjoyments. So, what you are asking, I repeat it.
You mentioned that that's what was connected with the.
Yeah, this is that in the state of slackness, the devotee sometimes overcomes all allurement of worldly pleasure and sometimes they dupe him. So, it's an obstacle. But it is not a cause of fall down. It can be overcome. So here, he was alone. He felt compassion for the deer. But then he overcome. You know, he becomes a deer, but he becomes more intense. His remembrance of Krishna is intensified. He continued as Rahugana. Jad Bharat. It intensified even more. So these six things are the obstacles where you are false confidence. Your endeavors are sporadic. That is, well, I can see, you know, our endeavors sporadic. Like, so I decide I will read this every day, but then I fail. I do it 3 days, then 4 days, then indecision, struggling with senses. That's for everyone. So this is not. It is not an offense. That is description of our state. That as human bodies, these are some things we have to deal with. So only thing is when you get awareness of this, then you can overcome them. So Bharat Maharaj was more cautious when he became deer, and then further Jad Bharat. Inability to uphold vows is so common, na, that we can relate to our lives. Enjoying the facilities offered by bhakti. We may like the status. Somebody says, oh, aap to guru hai, aap maharaj hai. So wonderful. We may also start believing that. So, in your family, everywhere, you know, somewhere, you get the respect or the status that comes with this practice. Automatically, some people automatically give you their trust. Oh, you're from ISKCON? Oh, you're a devotee? Oh, okay, you know. And then nowadays, we see, you see this message come, this person ran away with so many crores. That's how they tricked, he tricked other devotees. He wore the garb, he even accepted initiation and then cheated people for money. So, enjoying the facilities offered by bhakti. So, that's how, this is an explanation by acharyas, you know. Okay, we'll end it here. Anyone has any comments? Question? Okay, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.